seen restaurants actually open during the pandemic, right? Istanbul in Kakaakos, Urethra South Indian on Kapiolani, Nudes and Brickfire Tavern opened in Kaimuki, along with the new Miro Kaimuki, opened by celebrated chef Chris Kajioka. Open, then closed, then open. I mean, I stopped by the former St. Louis Clubhouse on Eisenberg the other day to talk with Chef Chris about his new project, Papa Kurt's. Kurt being Kajioka's legendary mentor, Kurt Hirabara of Hirabara Farms. Sitting there in the familiar clubhouse, I just asked Chris how he sees himself these days.
I don't know. Not just a chef anymore, I don't think. Yeah, more of a, hopefully a leader of my group, yeah.
Well, here we are.
Papa Kurt's. It was just, you know, honestly, I was having lunch with a friend and he kind of said, I really feel like you need to chime in with a cheeseburger. And he said, you should open something. And I was like, yeah, I should, you know, just like, you know, this space came up and, you know, I love this location. So
you're thinking Simon Stand right across Stadium Park,
yeah.
Just down from, everybody knows the bowling alley is going to be different.
Yeah, this is probably going to be the most simplest menu I'll ever do. Just cheeseburgers, Simon, and teriyaki sticks. That's it. You know, we're still taking good care. We're using local purveyors, local meats, cooked how we know how to cook. It's not going to be expensive. It just should be delicious. During this year, that's obviously what I think people need. People don't need fine dining right now, you know, nor do I want to cook it fine dining right now. It doesn't feel right, you know. Before, you know, you think about how fancy or how beautiful you can make the food. Now we're thinking we want more people to be able to eat it, you know, reach more people. And we want it to just be super delicious, you know, as well as more community focused. That's definitely been something that I've been thinking a lot about this year.
You know, how do you mean that? You know, giving away food is one thing, but
giving away food, I think I'm very lucky. You know, I have great people around me. I feel like I'm given a lot of great opportunities, restaurant opportunities that I don't know if I deserve them all, but this year it's not been bad. You know, it's been obviously terrible for the world, but we're not in a bad position here, which we're very fortunate, you know. And
your investors, I mean, what are they thinking? They're investing in a restaurant now.
Yeah, I have my core people who've been with me, you know, literally since Vintage Cave. Friends, they've come along for the whole ride, you know. And at this point, they trust that I'm going to make the best decision for them, you know. And I am. That's why I hardly sleep at night, is that I'm in charge of a lot of people and I'm in charge of someone's money. That means a lot to me that so far, I've been able to pay everyone back.
So what is the status of your businesses now?
Miro is open.
Open for
dinner.
Really?
Yeah, dinner. And then we have brunch on Sundays.
And takeout or not?
No takeout right now. Yeah. So we're going to shift the takeout to here. We used to do bentos there every weekend.
That first bento you did. Oh, that was a killer.
We did 1,000 bentos for like 3-4 weeks. And then it was just like too much, you know. But the response to it made me really realize that that's what really people want. They want food that hits their soul, you know? The response we got from that has probably been bigger than any other restaurant or dish or anything that I've ever put out, you know? And that really spoke to me. Hmm. And we touched people that probably would never come to Miro.
You want to stay in touch with them, apparently.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's that. And then I've always done a lot of charity dinners, which I think is important, but you know, this year I spoke to a few people who, you know, raised the money for charities, and the in-person events, their fundraising, is canceled this year. So they're even more struggling, right? So, you know, that got me thinking that if I'm okay financially with my restaurants, then I should pay that forward a little bit, you know? So I was working with the Hawaii Community Foundation. And I picked 3 local nonprofits that need that funding really bad. Hawaii Children's Cancer. My wife's sister had leukemia and passed at a very young age. So we've always donated to that. Lana Kila Meals on Wheels, obviously for the elderly. And then Hualalai Nōpua to combat human trafficking, which is awful. Basically, I pledge now till I'm done cooking that 10% of everything I earn from every project is going to go to them.
Gee.
Yeah, I mean, to me, like, I'm not by all means rich, but there's a lot of people who can give maybe they see that and they should give, because there's a lot of people who are not in a good position. And I'll tell you, the Honolulu now, it looks a lot different from when I grew up. Right here, I mean, there's like four tents set up. My son asks me all the time, how come there's so many homeless people? I don't know what to tell him.
I know.
There's a lot of stuff going on that, and I just want to be able to contribute if I can, you know? It's also a motivation for me. If I make money, then I get to donate, you know? So that motivates me to make sure that things are good.
So there's Bar Maze kind of on hold.
Yeah.
There's Senya closed for the moment.
Yeah.
There's Miro dining indoors.
Yeah.
And there's the new place.
Papa Kurtz, yeah. And we recently are going to take over Haltry Lanai, come on a beach hotel, which is, you know,
one of my favorite places.
It's iconic. To me, the best spot in all of Waikiki, you know?
That's a lovely little hotel.
Such a great hotel. And she hired Alan Takasaki of the Bistro.
Oh.
He's going to run the restaurant. A huge fan of him.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, selfishly, to be honest with you, like, I missed his restaurant so much that I want to eat his food again, you know? Also here, Alejandro Briseño is a huge part here. Have you ever had the pizzas at V-Lounge back in the day?
With the
egg
on top.
Yeah, so that's him. He's amazing. He moved back from LA. He was the corporate chef for Nobu restaurants. Mark Noguchi is a partner here. You know, his food is delicious. It just hits that mom spot, you know? So I thought it was crucial for him to be part of it.
Fun. So fun to hear. I'm supposed to be contacting this guy.
Jason,
yeah.
Peel. He's my corporate chef now.
Oh.
He's my right hand, my left hand. Right foot, my left foot. I'm growing really fast, but I'm doing that because these guys need opportunities and they need a spot too, right? They're amazing. When you work with people who you really admire, it's easy, it's fun. You know, I like coming to work.
Chef, active citizen, Chris Kajioka. The doors at Papa Kurtz could swing open later this month. Yet another Kako thing.